Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man faces charges after high-speed chase and kidnapping. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 21-year-old man is facing multiple charges in two Wyoming counties after allegedly kidnapping and assaulting a woman, then leading police on a high-speed chase. According to court documents, authorities say 21-year-old Ruben Castro attacked his 20-year-old girlfriend after she tried to end their relationship, choking her and dragging her from her home. He then forced her into a car, planning to flee to Las Vegas. The woman's screams during a phone call with Castro's mother led to a 911 call. Police located Castro's car in Johnson County, where he led deputies on a chase exceeding 100 miles per hour. After hitting spike strips, he ditched the vehicle and attempted to flee on foot before being taken into custody. Castro faces charges including kidnapping, strangulation, domestic assault, and eluding law enforcement. He is set to appear in court in Gillette this Friday. Wyoming lawmakers split on highway funding bills. Two bills aimed at boosting Wyoming's highway fund took different turns in the legislature. According to the Gillette News Record, House Bill 33, which shifts motor vehicle sales tax revenue from the general fund to the highway fund, cleared committees with unanimous support. The House passed it 48-13 with all Campbell County representatives in favor. If signed into law, it could generate over $70 million annually for roads. Meanwhile, House Bill 29, which proposed redirecting severance tax revenue to highways, failed in committee 2-7. The bill would have provided $300 million over 3 years, but at the cost of funds for schools and the Mineral Trust. Representative Reuben Tarver of Gillette was one of the two votes in favor. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.